Video: Biden talks violence against opponent, defined as semi-fascist by White House. By Joel B. Polak on August 31, 2022. President Joe Biden has engaged in precisely the same behavior identified by his White House as semi-fascist, talking about physically assaulting his political opponent. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked to explain how Biden's claim that many Republicans, especially Trump supporters, were semi-fascist could square with his claim to be unifying the country. Jean-Pierre cited a list of examples, some more dubious than others, of Republicans talking, or joking, about physical violence against their opponents. Just last week, you had Governor Ron DeSantis, who suggested that Dr. Anthony Fauci should be physically assaulted. And former President Trump has done the same many, many times, Jean-Pierre said. She was referring to a joke DeSantis recently made about throwing Fauci, whom he called a little elf, across the Potomac River. But by that definition, Biden himself is semi-fascist. In October 2016, ironically, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, the same city in which he spoke this past Tuesday, Biden told Hillary Clinton's supporters that he would prefer beating up Trump to debating him. In 2018, Biden did the same, telling a crowd at the University of Miami that he would like to assault Trump, who, by then, was the serving president of the United States. They asked me would I like to debate this gentleman, and I said no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Biden has never apologized or explained his violent rhetoric. According to Biden's own administration, his rhetoric qualifies him as a semi-fascist and a risk to the survival of democracy. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.